All right, room organized, shower taken. So glad I could finally take a nap now. Why do they have to put all the shitty classes in the same day of the week? And not to mention, back to back even. There we go.
Hello?
Hey man, are you home early? No, it's not him, and it... That didn't sound like his voice either.
Can you hear me?
Where's my phone? Did I call someone on speakerphone by accident again?
No. Please, listen to me.
What's happening? It can't be some weird prank. I can't even hear where the voices are coming from. Oh god, does that mean... Is this place haunted? Hey, Miss Ghost, is that what you are? I mean, whoever it is, I swear I didn't want to disturb you.
You could say I'm a ghost, but...
What?
Please, calm down. I might be a spirit, but I'm not a vengeful one. I know why you're scared like this, but I promise I mean you no harm.
But, what is it, then? What's your reason to be here?
This is the place I'm bonded to, so I'm always here. But if you want to know why I'm revealing myself like this, it's because I need to talk to you.
To me? Like, specifically?
Yes, to you. Ever since you moved here a few days ago, I've been waiting for a moment when you're alone so we can talk. But even when you were here, you always looked so busy, and I didn't want to disturb you.
You betcha, Miss Ghost. So, what is it? I mean, the thing you want to talk about.
The man who lives here with you.
Oh. what about him?
What is he to you?
What do you mean? He's, just a friend. And, you know, the places we study are close to each other, so we decide to be roommates for convenience. That's it.
I see. I asked because I've always been observing this place, and I noticed how you get when he's near you. Your face gets flushed, your heart starts beating fast. You even speak more softly when you're close to him, and...
Yes, I like him, okay?
But you were always too shy and insecure to act on it, weren't you?
Yeah, you're right. I've liked him ever since high school. Now we're almost done with college already, and I never took the courage to tell him or even try to give him any signs. I feel so stupid about this sometimes. Wait. But why are you asking me about this?
If you want to understand, I think I'll have to tell you a little story first. May I?
Sure.
You probably know about spirits that stay in the living world, longing for revenge. Everyone knows about them, especially with those weird movies you people make nowadays. But hatred and vengeance aren't the only emotions that can bind a spirit to this world.
What do you mean?
I don't remember much about my original life, but the place this apartment was built on is where I lived long ago. I didn't die wanting revenge, though. I never want to hurt anyone. I died while deeply in love with someone that never shared the same feelings for me. So instead of going to the afterlife, I became a lust spirit, full of passion and desire that I could never satisfy.
Wow. I'm sorry this happened to you.
Thank you. You really are a lovely girl. This place wasn't in the best conditions, so it didn't have any tenants for a very long time. But then your friend decided to rent it and restore it. And then it didn't take me very long to start developing all these emotions towards him.
So you also...
Yes, I'm as enamored by him as you are. He was scared when he first noticed my presence, just like you. But he quickly grew out of it. He even left a note for me once saying I was welcomed in his home. Such a sweet and beautiful man. But don't worry, I was never jealous of you or saw you as a rival. For some reason, I could never talk to him directly like I can with you. And I'm still a spirit after all. I would never be able to truly have him. I think we're very similar in some ways. We both crave for the same man. We're both so close, yet so distant to him at the same time. You for being so timid, and me for, well, being what I am.
It really sucks, doesn't it?
It definitely isn't the best feeling in the world. But the reason I reached out to you is that I think we might be able to help each other.
Really? I'm sorry to disappoint you, Miss Ghost, but I'm not good at many other things other than sleeping and math. I'm not sure if I'd be able to help you.
Oh, my sweet girl. Don't put yourself down so much. I'm sure that's not true.
Thank you.
About my idea, though, it's not this kind of help.
Hmm? What is it, then?
I apologize. I know this is a very outlandish request, but maybe you could let me fuse my essence with you. I would help you approach him and make him yours, and you would let me have a physical body again and finally feel his touch.
So you want me to let you possess me?
Yes, but it's not the sort of possession you see in those silly movies. I wouldn't be able to make you do something against your will. And if you don't want me inside you anymore, you can simply wish me out.
Well, that's definitely, something.
I understand why you're so shocked and confused. It really is a lot to take in. It's okay if you want to think about it.
I mean, if you wanted to do something bad, you could just have done it without asking first. Still, not sure, I mean, this whole thing is so crazy. Do you really think that would help me be with him?
I can't promise it will work, but I'll do everything I can.
Oh god, I can't believe I'm saying this, but okay, I'll let you do it.
Thank you. I promise I'll do my best for you, sweetie. Or should I say, for us.
Do I have to do something?
You only need to lie back again and get comfortable.
Alright. I think I'm ready now. Did you do it? I didn't feel anything.
It's done already, don't worry. Your body needs to get used to it before it can act in any way. But I'm sharing all your senses already. Oh, it's so good to finally feel things again.
It must be very relieving for you, right?
Yes, it is, my sweet girl. Thank you so much for this.
So, what do I do now? I think you'll be home in half an hour or so.
You can stay like this and relax. I have to get used to finally being in a body as well.
Okay. Hey, I'm starting to feel a little weird. Is this normal?
How so?
My body is starting to feel so warm, especially in certain, places.
Well, I am a being made of lust and passion after all. Having me inside you will probably make all your urges much stronger.
Wait, does that mean...
Were you thinking about him, sweetie?
Maybe.
Then this is simply your body craving for what it truly wants. My essence is just amplifying that feeling. A lot.
It's getting so hot. I think I'll have to take my clothes off.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. Take your shirt and your shorts off. Let your body breathe some fresh air. Since he's not here to help you, there's only one way to make it stop. And you know what that is, sweetie. Touching that pretty little body of yours.
No, I can't masturbate thinking about him. That would be wrong.
Why do you say that? Isn't he the man you want to be with? There's nothing wrong with lusting after him.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you're right.
Please, I'm sharing all your sensations, remember? I know how much you need it, and I need it just as much. Just spread your legs, hold those little panties to the side, and... Good girl. Stick those fingers in. You got so wet thinking about him, didn't you?
This feels really, really good.
It truly, truly does.
Fuck.
Oh, I miss this so much. Yes, my sweet girl. Keep doing this. Think about all the naughty things he could do to you.
Wait, why? Oh, why am I feeling so puffy down there? And oh god, I think my ass is starting to eat up my panties.
Maybe your body is changing a bit as a side effect of her fusion. Slowly filling out in all the right places. I bet your breasts must be feeling a little softer as well.
Oh god. Fuck. They are. Fuck. Oh, fuck.
Remember, you can always push me out if you want. I understand if this makes you uncomfortable.
No, I don't. Oh, fuck. I don't want it to stop. I've always wanted to have a nicer body and. Fuck, and be sexy for him. Oh, God.
What a naughty girl. Then keep going, sweetie. Keep pleasuring us.
Oh, fuck, yes. Fuck.
Spread those legs more. Imagine he's mounted on top of you. That's what you want, isn't it?
Yes, I want him inside me.
Oh, come on. Slide those fingers in deeper.
Oh my gosh. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Fuck me, baby, please. Fuck me deep and make me yours, please.
I can feel it building.
I'm getting close. Oh, fuck.
Let's go, sweetie.
Oh my god, fuck.
Make us come.
I'm gonna come.
Make us back home.
Fuck.
I told you, right?
I think I need to rest a bit before he gets home.
That's okay. You can take a little nap. You deserved it, sweetie.
Hey, Miss Ghost? Why are you laughing?
It's just a bit funny when you call me that.
What should I call you then?
It's fine. I think I'm getting used to Miss Ghost at this point. But what were you going to say, sweetie?
Thank you.
For what? We didn't even put our plan to work yet.
I know, but I've always been so repressed with sexual things, and I've always been so insecure about my body too, so thanks. You helped me a lot already.
Oh, you're so adorable.
Also, when is my body gonna stop changing? My panties are starting to feel so tight.
Well, all that lust I have is directed towards our man, so you're probably going to fill out until your body is just the way he loves. Completely irresistible for him. And judging by those very well-endowed girls in the videos he likes, you see where this is going.
Honestly, that doesn't sound bad at all. Shit, I think he got here already. Oh god, I could hear him walking upstairs.
Is that a bad thing?
No, but I just came all over my bed sheets, and how am I going to explain my body looking so different? I didn't have time to think about that yet. Okay. Okay, maybe I can throw the bed sheets in the washer and put on a jacket. I have this big one I use during winter. It'll probably hide it well. Okay, hold on, where's that jacket? Hey man, what's up? I hope your class was good today, or at least not terrible. Oh, that's nice. It's your favorite class, isn't it? What? No, I'm fine. That was nothing. I think I might have a cold. That's it. That's the reason for the jacket too.
Hello. Do you remember me?
What are you doing?
You've noticed my presence before, haven't you? The spirit that inhabits this place. You even left that sweet note for me once, and I made sure to have my presence keep you warm during the cold nights. I knew you'd remember. You've always been so sweet. See? I'm inside your friend now. Please, calm down. I didn't do anything to her. She's fine, and I have her permission to be here. Isn't that true, sweetie?
Yeah, she's a very kind lady. You got really lucky with the ghost chosen to haunt your place, you know?
And I would never think about hurting an adorable thing like her. But there is a reason we did this.
Before you continue, could you see if you can talk inside his mind now, like you do with me? It feels kind of weird to have your voice come out of my mouth.
Of course. I'm sorry. Can you hear me, my sweet boy? Good. I think we wasted too much time already, so I'll go straight to the point now. The reason your friend and I made this little deal is because we both want you. I've been charmed by you soon after you moved into this place. You're so gentle, kind. The way you get all excited about your little hobbies is absolutely adorable, and you're so handsome as well. And she...
I've had such a crush on you ever since high school. I like you so much. I love spending time with you. And I almost swoon every time you say something nice about me with that sweet voice.
It looks like someone got a little braver.
Maybe I had a really good teacher.
Well, my beautiful boy, now you have two women fawning over you. And you know what the best part is? You don't even have to choose or be conflicted about it. You can just have both of us at once. So, what do you say?
That was...
Your lips are just as nice and soft as I imagined. Yes, keep kissing her. Put your hands on her waist too.
It feels so good to finally do this. I've waited so long for this.
And I can say the exact same thing.
Oh, wow. No, don't apologize. It's fine if you kiss me a little deeper. I want it to.
And don't be afraid to touch your body as well.
Yes, touch me. I want your hands all over me. I mean, sorry, I didn't mean to be so forward.
Are you sure about that, sweetie? I bet you're barely holding yourself back at this point. I feel how you got when he arrived home.
Don't say that, he's listening.
I know he's listening, and that's exactly why I'm saying it. It's true, my sweet boy. As soon as you stepped in, I could feel her little flower twitching a bit. And then when you started kissing her, she soaked her panties so fast. I bet you could just slip inside her right now and she would just moan your name and beg for more. You like that idea, don't you? Your pants started bulging a lot suddenly.
Baby, do you really want me so much?
He definitely does. Oh, and I almost forgot. Don't you think it's time to show him something? Why don't you open this jacket? See? As soon as I began fusing with her, her body started getting like this, reacting to all my lust for you. Those perky breasts, those thighs and ass making her panties all tight. Aren't they lovely? I bet you love seeing her body like this. Oh, you sweet man. I already knew you liked her before, but... nothing so good it can't even be better, right? Of course I'm right. And our body's going to keep changing until we become the girl of your dreams.
Oh, Oh, yes, that's a baby. Mm-hmm. Mm. Touch my... Oh, touch her breast more, please. Oh, feel how soft they are now. Mm-hmm. How they fill up your whole hand.
Couldn't resist anymore, my precious boy. Finally. I think I would go crazy if I had to keep waiting.
Your hands feel so good. Oh, please don't. Please don't stop. You can squeeze them a little if you want.
And touch the rest of our body too. Explore all our curves. Don't be shy. You can feel how our thighs are soaked with that sweet nectar, can't you? That's what you do to us.
We're dripping wet for you.
Hey, sweetie.
Yeah?
Can I take over for a bit? There's a special little gift I want to give him.
Go ahead.
I just thought it would be nice if I showed him what a lust spirit can do. You know, maybe start out by kissing his chest. Oh, then his tummy. Then kneel and finally free this hot, bulging thing that's so tightly bound. And now I can wrap these soft lips around it and slowly slide it into our mouth. Just like this. I hope you like it. And you too, my naughty girl.
It tastes so good.
So hard and swollen and throbbing for us.
I want more. Can you go deeper?
Wow. How could I deny a request like this? So thirsty.
Oh, this is good, baby. I hope we're making you feel so good.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Just look at his face and the way he's getting all squirmy. So adorable and so sexy.
I love it.
I think we can make it even better, though. Maybe if we massage his balls a little. Feel this taste, sweetie? That's his pre-cum dripping in our mouth. Did something happen, sweetie? Why did you make us stop?
Baby, I can't take this anymore, baby. Please, I need you inside us. Please.
I think I might have teased her a little too much.
Here, we don't even need to go to the bedroom. I'll just... I'll put my hands on the wall like this, and bend over. I'll even pull our panties to the side for you. Oh, see how it's drooling and twitching? It's even a little swollen from all this heat. Please, baby, fuck our plump little pussy. Please. Oh, fuck.
Oh
yes.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Oh. Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Is this cock as good as you imagined, sweetie?
Even better. It's so perfect. Baby, fuck. Yes, you can go deeper, please. Please go deeper. Fuck. God. Yes, baby, fuck us. Fuck us hard.
We've been craving this for too fucking long.
More. Please, baby, more. Please don't stop. Fuck. Feel our pussies being stretched by you.
That's it. Pound into us, baby. Stuff us with this cock until you make us scream.
Keep doing this. Keep fucking us like this. God. I think we can bend over more and let you go even. Deeper. Fuck.
Yes. Feel your hips smack on our ass, baby. It got all tight and juicy, just like this for you. This lusty body is all yours.
Fuck. Fuck, he's going so deep. Fuck, baby. We can't hold that much longer. Can you feel it too?
Yes. That feeling building up. Our pussy clenching around him. This is too much.
Fuck, baby. Fuck, we're gonna come. We're gonna come, baby. We're gonna come all over your cock.
Come inside us, please.
Please, yes, come inside us. Please come inside us.
You filled us up so good. All those years of longing were so worth it.
Please, keep holding us. It feels so good to be in your arms like this.
And the way you caress our body, too.
What is it, babe? You want to carry us to the bed?
Yes, we would love that.
So nice and comfy. But you know how it could be even better?
If you let us lie down on your chest. That's it. Now put your arms around us again and... Perfect.
You know, babe, this whole day was so crazy, but it was so much worth it.
We have you all for ourselves now, and we're the happiest woman in the world for that.
We can see how tired you are, though.
That's okay, honey. You can rest.
You know we're gonna take such good care of you from now on.